Welcome to the Christian Wealth Podcast, where people come to learn what the Bible says about money, wealth, and business. Be inspired by some of the greatest Christian thinkers and commentators from around the planet. Enjoy this episode with your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome back to another edition of Finance Matters. Joining us once again is Alex Cook as we continue our series on the most common investment mistakes and what the Bible teaches us. Hey, Alex, welcome back.
Hey, Wayne, great to be back with you.
Now, we are into week three of this series, and last week we looked at the importance of receiving good quality financial advice, and I think that leads us into today because one of the investment mistakes is a lack of planning. So, as always, let's start with what does the Bible say about the importance of appropriate planning?
Yeah, well, look, there's a great passage in Luke chapter 14, verse 28, and it's actually Jesus himself speaking. He says, "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower, won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it?" Which, you know, is very sound advice if you're going to do a building project, but why not apply that same, you know, logic and principle to, say, retirement planning? You know, and the reality is at some point in our lives, most of us will retire from paid employment. I'm not actually a believer in retirement in that true sense, because I think, you know, as a Christian, I'm going to work and in my calling, and that's not necessarily occupation, but I'm going to do my calling until the day I leave this planet. But nonetheless, from a retirement perspective, we want to prepare for it and count the cost. Now, one of the most common mistakes I see is most people don't go and see a financial planner until they're about 55. That's probably the average age that someone would come and see me. And so in many aspects, they've spent the first 20 to 30 years of their adulthood with no proper planning. They've just gone through the motions. So, you know, they've got a house, which is a good thing, and they're, you know, they're paying down their mortgage, but they haven't done any proper planning. So, for example, one of the common questions I ask people in an initial meeting with them is I say, when do you want to retire? I say, how much income do you need in retirement? And that's when the eyes start to glaze over a bit. You know, they look at me and they don't really know how much they spend. And then the next question is, well, okay, let's assume you need 60 grand a year to live off in retirement. The next question becomes, well, how much capital do you need to make that last for, you know, a 20-year retirement? And once again, the eyes kind of glaze over. And it's because most people haven't planned for these kind of things. So that's the positive side and planning for retirement. But there's also planning in the sense that what if something were to happen to me? You know, I'm a father, I've got four kids. If something happens to me, what is the plan for my surviving spouse and children if something happens to me? And of course, the answer to that is insurance. But a lot of people have never sat down and actually worked out, well, what would be the consequence? What things would we like to continue if I've left, you know, paying school fees or whatever it may be? When it comes to your finances, you've got to sit down and plan these things.
So, Alex, can I just maybe ask, I think this is a loaded question, but forgive me. We live in a country where "she'll be right, mate" is very much part of our culture. We shouldn't be taking that approach when it comes to our finances. Is this what you're saying?
My view as a Christian is that the money I have is really God's money, and therefore I, as a steward, am called to manage it on his behalf. And therefore, that's quite a bit of responsibility. You know, God has given me the privilege of a certain amount of money that he's put into my care, and I'm meant to use that money in a way that obviously meets the needs of my family, but also meets the needs of others, so helping whether it's the local church or helping those in need. And of course, our money should be used to glorify God. In other words, the way we use our money should actually draw people to God and draw attention to him, and in a really obviously positive way. So yeah, we need to be really good stewards of what God's given us, and that's a responsibility and it requires planning.
Some great advice once again from Alex Cook here on Finance Matters. Next week, we're going to round out this series on the most common investment mistakes with one that I think is kind of like the Hail Mary. That's the get-rich-quick scheme. Very much looking forward to your advice next week. Thanks once again, Alex.
Thanks, Wayne. Cheers.